So, Brian, you must be bitterly disappointed to come away with no points today and in that manner conceding an extra time.
I'm not disappointed. I'm absolutely gutted. It's difficult to take at the moment, I've got to be honest. And I must say that Dunstable team there tonight is the best team I've seen play at this place in a long time. Maybe even the best team I've seen up here in my time involved with the first team. Even as assistant to Livers, I don't know if I've seen a better side than that in possession of the football. I thought they were absolutely terrific. But when you work so hard as a team without the ball and put in all that effort and determination to concede the goals in the way we did, conceding one straight after we'd scored and then late on, is just not good enough on our part.
And it was obviously difficult before the game already. It's only the fourth game of the season, but there are injuries throughout the team, especially in midfield. You're missing Clark, Libertucci, Freeman, Randall. What do you think? Do you think the result would have been different today if all these players had been available?
I think there's a bit more experience in that four you've just mentioned in terms of games played at this level or the level above. But who knows? We put a squad together because, you know, we felt we'd need it. Got to be honest, I didn't think we'd need it this early, and, you know, it's been a bit of a killer, you know, with Stuart pulling out before the game with a bad foot, which meant he couldn't push off on it and unable to play. So with five of your starting team out, I felt that the lads that went on, you know, did a great job. But again, we're talking about a brilliant performance, albeit this today had to be on the counter-attack. But again, coming away with no points, and it's just not good enough anymore, because we find ourselves four games in, talking about four good performances, but we've only got one point. I mean, we may as well played rubbish and had more points. Like I said, Dunstable were terrific, but we've had two one-on-ones. We've hit the bar twice. Keeper's made a great save. So we've had our chances to even, you know, extend our lead and really put pressure on them. And I think if we could have done that, they would have had to even open up even more. We could have caught them on the counter maybe more, but we were unable to. And then late on, there's a free header on the edge of the box for us. And it's just a poor header clear. Enables them to keep the attack alive. They whip it across and I think it's an own goal in the end, but I'm just gutted, really, honest.
So do you think if you could have taken one of those opportunities when it was 1-1, you would have seen yourself getting the 3 points here today?
Well, we would have stole the 3 points, I've got to be honest. That would have been us nicking the 3 points from them. They probably would have felt a little outdone by with that, but we certainly had chances to do that. And the number of times we've talked about us being the better side and somebody nicking 3 points of us is untold. I couldn't count on my hand how many times people have done that to us. But we just seem to not be able to do it to others. We certainly deserved a point because of the way we played, the way we defended and the way we counter-attacked. Could have took all three, but we come away with nothing. Same old, same old.
So obviously, as you say, it's a disappointing start to the season, just 1 point from the opening 12. Do you think you've got the squad there to turn this one round?
Well, anybody who's come and watched us play, I don't, you know, I'll go in front of anybody and have the argument. If they've been and watched all four games, you know, we certainly deserve, in the way we've performed, more points than we've got. But at this level, and it's a good level, if you don't take advantage of certain situations, especially in the two penalty areas, you just get punished, and that's what's happened.